From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A federal judge ruled today that some foreign prisoners held at a U.S. airbase in Afghanistan have the right to challenge their detention in U.S. courts. There are 600 prisoners at Bagram Air Force Base, and it's not known how many prisoners the ruling will cover. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The case was brought on behalf of four detainees held at Bagram Air Force Base for more than 6 years, a Yemeni citizen captured in Thailand, a Yemeni who claims he was captured in Pakistan, a Tunisian captured in Pakistan, and an Afghan captured in Dubai. Today, Federal Judge John Bates ruled that all except the Afghan have the right to challenge their detentions in the U.S. courts. It is unknown just how many other Bagram prisoners are in the same situation as these three. The Bush and Obama administrations have classified that information, but today's ruling, if upheld, would mean non-Afghan prisoners captured outside of Afghanistan would have the right to go to the U.S. courts to challenge their imprisonment. University of Texas law professor Bobby Chesney, who specializes in national security law, says today's ruling is enormously significant.
It's terribly important. It will extend some form of federal judicial oversight to a subset of the detainees in Afghanistan, those that are non-Afghans who were captured outside of Afghanistan but who were nonetheless brought by the United States to be held in Afghanistan.
In his 53-page opinion today, Judge Bates, a Bush appointee, said there's no appreciable difference between the detainees in today's case and the Guantanamo detainees that the Supreme Court ruled last year have the right to challenge their detentions in court. Like the Guantanamo detainees, he said, these prisoners have been held for more than 6 years. And like the Guantanamo detainees, they have no meaningful way to challenge their detentions. In fact, said Judge Bates, the Bagram prisoners have significantly less ability to challenge their designations as enemy combatants. They have no right to even testify in their own behalf. The judge rejected the arguments put forth by both the Bush and Obama administrations that Bagram is so different legally and practically from Guantanamo that hearings would be disruptive. Bagram, said the judge, is, for all practical purposes, the complete preserve of the U.S. government and is not subject to the law of any other country. While the judge acknowledged that there are practical obstacles to holding hearings, he said those obstacles are not as great as the U.S. government claims. The hearings for Gitmo detainees, for example, are currently being held in U.S. courtrooms via teleconference, a procedure that the judge noted could be duplicated for these prisoners. Judge Bates, however, drew a careful distinction between Afghans seized in Afghanistan and detainees who are citizens of other countries. To allow hearings in U.S. courts for Afghans might impermissibly cause friction with the host country, said the judge, because once released, Afghan detainees would have to be turned over to Afghanistan. But as to foreigners in general, said the judge, and at least foreigners captured outside Afghanistan, there is no constitutional rationale that justifies their detention for years with virtually no right to challenge the basis for their imprisonment. It would be an anomaly, said the judge, to permit the executive to switch the Constitution on or off at will simply by deciding who will be held where. No word today on whether the Obama administration will appeal. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.